saddest, tragic stories that we find in Chumash Vayikra appears in this week's parasha, Parashat Shemini. It's the first day of Nisan. It's the Yom Chanukah Samishkan. Bnei Israel are at the level of spiritual ecstasy. Mishkan has been completed, and they have this place, Vasuli Migdash v'Shachanti B'Socham, sense of closeness with the Ribono Shel Olam. And in the middle of these celebrations, Torah tells us, Vayikru b'nei Aaron, Nadav Aviyu, Ish Machtaso. Aaron's two oldest sons, Nadav and Aviyu, each take their special pans, Vayidu v'hen Eish, Vayisimo Lek Toris. They place on it fire and incense. Vayikriva lifnei Hashem, Eish Zarah Shel Otzivasam. And they go and they sacrifice literally a foreign fire they weren't commanded about. And on this day, unbelievable celebration, Nadav Aviyu, 40% of the Kohanim in the world, die. And it's a tremendous tragedy, especially because it comes at a time of great simcha. What exactly the chait of Nadav and Aviyu was is not so clear. In Chazal we have different ideas, different suggestions as to what it is that they did that was so wrong, so terrible. But when did it happen? And I saw there's actually a machlokas in the Medrashim, different opinions. In the Sifra, when Nadav and Aviyu did whatever they did. The Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim in particular, brought the Karbanos. And then it says, Vateitzeish milifnei Hashem, a fire came from Shemayim and ate up the Mizbeach, meaning it ate up the Karbanos that were on the Mizbeach. And then the next pasuk talks about Nadav and Aviyu. One opinion in the Medrash is that Nadav and Aviyu did whatever they did after the fire came down from Shemayim. But there's another opinion in the Medrash. And it says as follows, Dover Acher, Kevin Shero b'nei Aaron shekovu kol ha-kabonos v'nasu kol ha-masim v'lo yarda shechina li-Yisrael. The Karbanos had been brought and no fire came from Shemayim. They did everything they were supposed to do and they're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response and it's not happening. Amalei Nadav Laviyu, Nadav tells Aviyu, V'chi yesh lecha adam shemevashel tavshil below eish. How can you cook without fire? There are all these kabanos and there's no fire. Miyad natlu eish zora v'chnisu lebeis kodshei hakadoshim shenema. So they decided to bring the fire. They're waiting for the fire. The fire is supposed to come and the fire doesn't happen, so they decide to bring the fire. That's one opinion in the Medrash. There's another opinion that Rashi quotes. Pasuk says, "Vayava Moshe Aaron alo al moed vayetsu." They go into al moed and they come out. What did they do? What did they go into al moed and come out for? Says the Medrash, "Kevin shira Aaron shekovu kol hakabonos v'nasu kol hamasim v'lo yodo shechina liYisrael." The same beginning. Aaron sees they did everything. They brought the kabonos. He did everything they were supposed to do, and HaKadosh Baruch is not responding. It stopped mitzvah. So he became, it was very painful for him. Kadosh Baruch is angry at me still because of the Chet HaEgel. That's why the fire didn't come down. Amalei, Moshe achi, kach asita li. This is what you did for me. Shenichnasti v'nitbayashti v'lo yorda shechina l'Yisrael. Now I'm so embarrassed. Miyad nichnas Moshe ima. Moshe went in together with Aaron. Ubik shurachamim v'yorda shechina l'Yisrael. And they went and they davened. And the fire came down. So the two stories, two opinions in the Sifra, what happened? The fire didn't come down. One opinion is Nadav and Avihu went and they brought the fire. Another opinion is Moshe and Aaron went and they davened, the fire came. We saw that in the Oznaim LaTorah of Zalman Sarotsky points out there's a fascinating message here in Divrei Chazal. Moshe and Aaron are waiting for the fire, and it's not happening. It's supposed to happen, and it's not happening. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to do everything, and they did everything that Hashem wanted, and it's still not happening. What did they do? They went and davened. The fire came. The other opinion is, Moshe and Aaron and the Nadav and Avihu, they're doing everything they're supposed to do. They did everything exactly and it's not happening. The fire is not coming down. So what did Nadav and Avihu do? They take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to bring the fire. We're going to bring the fire. We know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if he's not going to take care of it, we're going to take care of it. And that, as Saratskin points out, sometimes the difference between people who are very, very knowledgeable and people who, in addition to their knowledge, have tremendous wisdom that comes of age. Because sometimes the youth, and don't get me wrong, Nadav and Avihu were great people, B'krovei HaKadosh. And they were very possibly destined to take over from Moshe and Aaron in the next generation. But they were somewhat impatient. They were somewhat rash. And relatively speaking, somewhat youthful. And saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring the fire, so we're going to bring the fire. Moshe and Aaron's approach was, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring the fire, we need to daven more. You have to leave it up to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's his mikdash. It's his mishkan. He told us to do everything. We did everything. It's still not happening. So let's daven. It's still up to him. And that sometimes is what we see often in Jewish history. That there are those who are bright and intelligent but young, and lack the experience of the Zakenim. And they see things aren't going the way they're supposed to go. So let's take matters into our own hands. Because the approach of the Zakenim sometimes often is things aren't going the way they're supposed to go. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We need to be patient. Maybe we need to daven more. Maybe we need to do tshuva more. Maybe it's not exactly the way we thought it is. It's not always so easy to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take the initiative. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be patient for Him to take the initiative. And that is sometimes and often enough something that comes with the wisdom. The wisdom that comes of life experience, that comes of age. Wisdom that Moshe and Aaron possessed, but Nadav and Avihu didn't quite yet possess.